Good morning. Welcome to Think Spot with Partakers. And I'd just like to welcome you here to help get your week started off. And let's look at the love that suffers. We're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. Live a life filled with love for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice to take away your sins. It is strange that love, which is the source of the greatest happiness, should also be the cause of the most intense suffering. Suffering always follows when love seeks to save the object of its love. It is only by suffering that love can gain its end and so attain the highest happiness. Even the almighty power of God's love could not achieve its purpose without suffering. By suffering, Christ bore the sins of the whole world. Love, in the midst of suffering, manifested the greatest glory and attained its end perfectly. Love, worthy of the name, manifests itself in a life of continual self-sacrifice. Love gives strength to endure, whatever the circumstances. Loving others may mean tears, heartache, and much persevering in prayer, but love overcomes all obstacles. Do you long to know the love of Christ in all of its fullness? Then yield yourself to Him. Think of yourself as a channel through which the highest love can reach its aim. Begin to suffer with and intercede for those around you. Eventually, you will realize what this life of love is, to live wholly for the welfare and happiness of others. And maybe the best way I can describe the love that suffers is as the love of a parent. The parent loves their children unconditionally, no matter what. There's nothing that the child can do that would cause the parent not to love them. Sure, some of the choices they make break our hearts. We don't want them to make the same mistakes we make, but yet we have to realize that they are individual and that they will make choices, and those choices will not always be what we hope for them. But they will learn through those mistakes. Scripture tells us to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And so that's what we do. We lovingly guide them while allowing them to make their mistakes. That is love. The same can be said for the grown child who is now the caretaker of their parent. Our parents, once they reach a certain stage, may not always be able to make the choices about what's best for them concerning their finances or concerning their health care. But we still need to allow them to make choices as much as possible. God gives us all that right, the right to choose. He wants us to choose to love Him. And so we need to honor our parents with that choice, and let them be a part of their health care as much as possible. And as you're taking care of your parent, also take care of yourself, because that's the only way you can truly take care of your parent. Accept help from others when they offer it. And when someone comes to visit, take a walk outside, or take 5 minutes to write in your journal, just a way to find that release, to clear your mind, and to help you keep going. Make sure you still get your alone time with God, because this is very important where your growth comes in. I pray that something that has been said here today blesses you and encourages you throughout your week. And so now I would like to close this in prayer. Father, I thank you for allowing these listeners to be with us this morning. I pray that the message that was brought this morning brings them peace, brings them comfort and encouragement. I pray it speaks life into their soul. And Father, I just ask you to keep your hand upon them, to clearly guide them, and allow them to clearly understand your will for their lives. I ask you to place a hedge of protection around each one this week, Father. May no plots of the enemy come against them. May the enemy be caught in his own snare. And I just ask you to bless each one of them. I thank you for the blessings you have already given, and I thank you for the blessings still yet to come. In Jesus' name I pray and ask these things. Amen. Thank you for joining us here on Partakers Think Spot. Come back every day for a bit of helpful encouragement to get you throughout your week.